Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Show live from the 13th annual WSSP Toy Drive benefiting Children's Wisconsin and Robin's Nest
Both
Community Services. Thanks to Bayview Shade and Blind, our presenting sponsor, along with Annex Wealth Management, for having us out here, Blaine's Farm, Fleet 6th and Rawson, all week long. Guys, we need a final push. The next 2 hours is huge. Also in Waukesha at Blaine's Farm and Fleet right now, Chuck Freeman and Bart Winkler are collecting toys. We'll check in with those guys in about 15 minutes from right now. But joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, he is on hold. He is Sir Sid, number 4, hangs from the Raptors at Fiserv Forum because of the work this guy did for the Milwaukee Bucks in the 80s. And now he is joining us here on the Wendy's Big Show. Sidney, appreciate the time, man.
Well, thank you, guys. Congratulations on your toy drive. Sounds extremely exciting.
Thank you. It really, and you know what? It's incredibly beneficial to the young kids over at Children's Hospital. When they started this thing about 12 years ago, Sparky can talk a little bit more about it, but they were just so blown away by how much and how big it's gotten to now. This is like the number one toy drive that Children's even has all year long. So it's an incredible feat, and we're glad that the generous people of Wisconsin, and you know all about the people of Milwaukee, that the generosity is really what does it.
It really is, and I agree with you guys. You should never take for granted toys or kids receiving toys, because when I was younger, that was not a given. And I commend you all in the community of Milwaukee, the state of Wisconsin, for all the work you all are doing to make sure that every kid should have a toy or two or three in some cases.
No doubt about it. We had John McLaughlin out here yesterday with us. Jim Paschke was out with the morning show earlier this week. So Buck's out in full force helping support the toy drive this year, and we appreciate that. Sidney Moncrief, let's see, player, got the number retired, hanging in the rafters, been a coach here in Milwaukee, assistant coach with the Bucks, have been on Fox Sports Wisconsin as an analyst. Rumor has it Sidney Moncrief is going to be a part of the postgame show on The Fan now. Is that true?
That is so true, and I will be giving some insight after the ball games. Really excited about doing that. What better team could you want to analyze and talk about than the Milwaukee Bucks right now?
How do you analyze Giannis?
Giannis is a beast. It's hard to compare him to any player in the past. So it's kind of hard to say how he compares to any player in the past, because he's so unique with his skill set and with his size and with his impact. And he continues to grow and get better in his mindset. And that's the mark of a great player, is your mindset. I had the opportunity to talk to him today, and he's a winner, and he wants to win. He wants to compete, and he wants to get better every ballgame.
How difficult is it as a player to walk away when the other team is being as physical as the Pistons were last night? It was almost like they were begging for a fight last night. For Giannis to kind of walk away and not get caught up in that.
Well, yeah, that's very, very critical, because sometimes as players, we're human, number one. We're people, and we have emotions. We get upset just like everyone else. And Giannis showed a lot of restraint to walk away. The game was pretty much over. And so why put your team and yourself in position? Why penalize your team and yourself moving forward over a game that's practically over? So very good restraint on his part.
You know, Sid, you guys have some pretty good teams under Don Nelson. How do you like this team currently, the way it sits with the Milwaukee Bucks?
Well, I like the way they're constructed. John Hurst and his staff, they did a tremendous job and putting together the right pieces. The guys buy into the system. Outstanding coaching staff. I watch them with their strategies and their adjustments. And they're all about having fun, enjoying each other as players, supporting one another, and winning. It's really amazing to watch how easily they're doing what they're doing. I know it's not easy, but the way they prepare and the way they play together is one of the most entertaining teams I've seen in quite a long time.
Sid, Sidney Moncrief joining us here on the Wendy's Big Show, 105.7 FM, the fan.com as well. And Gary, I wanted to piggyback off something you just said with those 80s teams. You know, Sidney, you're looking at what those what the Eastern Conference looked like. Boston as well as Philadelphia were always going to compete with you in that sense. Right now, as you said, it feels like it's almost so easy for the Bucks to be able to do what we're doing. We know that it's not, but 13 consecutive games, how difficult do you think that is for players in that entire locker room and Coach Budenholzer from a coaching standpoint as well to make sure that no complacency sits in with the group?
I think it's really up to the players. When we had our winning streaks, it was easy. You just, I hate to say this, but you were just out there balling out. It's like you're on the playground just playing basketball, and it feels so natural. It feels easy, and it, I don't think complacency will set in because they're in the natural flow of playing the game of basketball the right way. I think that will continue. I'm not saying they'll win 20 or 30 in a row, but I think you'll see a 13 streak, and then you'll see a 14 streak, and you'll see a 10 streak, you'll see an 8 streak. This is the type of team that they have constructed, and the Bucks, I think, is they're going to do very, very well in the playoffs.
And I know you're looking at this team. My thing with this team, the way it's constructed, and I love the way it's constructed, but I think if you look at the Eastern Conference, is it? We never get ahead of ourselves, but it feels like it's the Bucks to lose right now.
Yeah, it's not. It's not a very strong conference this year, and I just don't think they'll lose it because they went through it last year. They're extremely focused. They have a superstar that, as he matures and grows, he understands what it takes to play and win in the playoffs. Yeah, it is certainly theirs to lose, but we can't underestimate Toronto, Boston, Philadelphia. Those are very – they're good teams. They're well-constructed also, but they don't have a Giannis. And that's the difference maker.
Yeah. You know, Sidney, when we look back at the teams under Jason Kidd when he was here as head coach, and we look at what Coach Budenholzer has done since he's come in, it seems like a little bit different views and philosophies of how to go about things. Kidd took a lot of criticism nationally about wanting to play 90s-style basketball, and it wasn't the way to do it in today's age. And you look at Budenholzer and his let it fly mantra of letting Giannis shoot threes whenever he's open or anybody else for that matter. And look at the success Brook Lopez had last year when he wasn't known to be a three-point shooter either. When you look at the way it's played now, is it a fun game for you to watch with as many threes being taken and there's not nearly as much post play anymore like there used to be?
Well, with the Bucks, it's fun to watch. I can't say with every team because, remember, Giannis is a post presence. Yep. So we do have a post presence in Giannis. We might not dump it into him like traditionally you feed the post, but he dribbles down to the post quite a bit and makes plays from there. And the thing about the coaching staff with the Bucks and the front office, for that matter, is they have gotten shooters. They have built their roster around guys that can shoot. I don't think any coach will just want any player shooting three-point shots if they're not good three-point shooters or effective three-point shooters. But they do have on that roster guys that they're proficient in shooting threes, so they have the freedom to take that shot whenever it's available.
Sidney, the freedom to shoot like that is so much different in today's NBA. You played back in the 80s when if you weren't hitting a solid percentage, you better not be shooting as many and the volume of three-pointers as they do today. Which do you prefer, the style of hard inside basketball, five-on-five, that you guys played back in the 80s, or more of the free and open that we're seeing nowadays?
I don't know. I think they both have their benefits. I would say that when I played, really, we played a lot of three-on-three basketball, and they did a ton of isolation where you had two guys out isolated, and you were actually putting your best three players against their best three players. If you look at the point production, our point production was pretty high for not having many three-point shots. So transition was a big part of what we did, and also the inside-outside game where you actually use the post like Giannis does to create double teams and then swing the ball around the perimeter to create open shots, be it a two or a three. I just think it's the quality of the play and the ability to move the basketball regardless of if it's the 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, or today, that never really changes. What has changed, obviously, like you stated, is the volume of three-point shots that teams are taking, and that's certainly different than what I was accustomed to seeing when I played in the 80s.
Sidney, I'm so excited to be joined by you on a bunch of the postgame shows this year coming up as we break down this team. We're going to start it up hot and heavy here in December and go all the way through the rest of the regular season. Just tremendous insight that I know you're going to bring, and I can't wait to work with you. I'm really, really excited and glad we were able to announce it here today, and welcome to the fan team, Sidney.
Yes, go fan team and go Bucks. We're going to have fun.
No doubt about it. Sidney Moncrief, appreciate it, man. You have a happy holiday season. Okay. We'll talk soon.
Will do. Bye.
That's Sidney Moncrief joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. If you're looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019, look no further. Call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank, providing simply local, common-sense lending to your community since 1935. So there it is. Cat's out of the bag. I'm going to be joined by Sidney Moncrief on the Pick and Save Probes postgame show, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North.
Good. It'll make the postgame show better,
yeah,
right?
I've been waiting to tell people that. That
having
is
a legend,
fired up.
Having a legend there with you, man. That's
and
good
Sidney
stuff.
Moncrief. I mean, that's crazy. No doubt about it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Hey, speaking of legends, Chuck Freeman is out at Blaine's Farm and Fleet in Waukesha along with Bart Winkler. We're going to be checking with him coming up after a quick timeout. They're out there till 6 o'clock. Blaine's Farm and Fleet and Waukesha. Make sure to go out there, donate toys, cash, and they have one of those credit card dippers as well from Children's Wisconsin.
Dip,
so make sure to get
dip
out there up until 6 o'clock, Blaine's Farm and Fleet and Waukesha. We'll check in with them coming up after a break.
And it's also Bayview Shade and Blind matching gift hours through 6 o'clock right now
here somewhere.
At Blaine's Farm and Fleet. They're out there. They're meandering through around here as well. And we appreciate them along with Annex Wealth Management for being presenting sponsors of the 13th annual WSSP Toy Drive for Children's Wisconsin and Robin's Nest. As Steve just alluded to, we'll hear from Bart Winkler and Chuck Freeman out at Blaine's Farm and Fleet and Waukesha coming up after a short timeout. But first, Gary Ellerson is going to tell you about his good friends over at J&J Contractors.
You know, I just talked to Jason today.
No way.
Yeah, I talked to him this morning. I think they're going to be coming
really
out.
Did you really, Gary?
Yeah, today or tomorrow. I think my good friends at J&J Contractors are going to be coming out, and they're going to be dropping some toys off here.
All right.
Help us with our cause here. Guys, if you're looking to remodel your home, my good friends at J&J Contractors.
I like when you say livable space.
Can come over
livable
and do it.
That
you
makes
like
a big difference.
I mean, if you want to remodel inside of your kitchen,
right,
countertops, cabinets, if you want to do something to your bathroom or add a new bathroom onto your house, young man, or
drywall.
Don't come in. I'm just talking to you. If you want to
he
create.
He comes out here every year.
I know.
Wow.
He's a good guy. I just don't want to open the door while I'm talking.
He said, don't come
don't
in.
Don't come
here
in right now. But if you want to.
This guy.
It's like he said that before.
Yeah. Don't come in, Billy.
Don't come in here now.
Hey, kids.
Come back.
Don't come in here.
Come back in
the
future.
Billy, you had that happen before, haven't you?
Sadly, yes.
Yeah. And so my good friend at J&J Contractors, when they build that new room, they'll put a lock on the door.
Thank
lock
you.
On the door so your kids can't come in on it.
Please.
That's
and
what
your
they
kids,
do for you.
Your kids, thank you. Your kids appreciate
yeah,
that.
That's what
Mama!
Do. Yeah. Guys, great livable space inside your house. My good friends at J&J Contractors can get that done as well.
Yeah,
and for example,
weird.
If you want to do something to your basement, if you want to build it out and make it into a playroom, or if you want to make it into a man cave, they can do all that and much, much more. Because, guys, check them out. That's my good friends at J&J Contractors. And make sure you ask for Jason.
Who's more excited to talk to Chuck Freeman or Bart Winkler
Dreams.
Than Gary Ellerson? I don't know of anybody that would be more excited to talk to Chuck Freeman. They join us next as they're out collecting toys at Blaine's Farm and Fleet and Waukesha. We're out here in Oak Creek. It's the 13th annual WSSP Toy Drive on the Fan.
You're listening to the Wendy's Big Show, broadcasting live from the 13th annual WSSP Toy Drive for Children's Wisconsin and Robin's Nest Community Services, presented by Annex Wealth Management and Bayview Shade and Blind at Blaine's Farm and Fleet in Oak Creek on the Fan.
6th and Rawson in Oak Creek is where we are at the Blaine's Farm and Fleet in Oak Creek. It's the Wendy's Big Show live here on 105.7 FM, 1250 AM, and the freeradio.com app. But the Blaine's Farm and Fleet in Waukesha is where our good friend Bart Winkler and Chuck Freeman are hailing from today from 4 to 6, taking toy donations. Hello, Bart. How are we doing out there in Waukesha?
We're off to a very good start out here, at least in terms of cash. Now, Blaine's Farm and Fleet in Waukesha is going to donate a bunch of toys that they've been collecting. So that's already huge. We've already had some people come through with some toys. And again, we'll be here off Caso Road until 6 o'clock. But Ben from Triple B Construction out of Waukesha, $500 check right when we got here. So very, very good start. I want to thank Ben again, Triple B Construction, for that. So a really good start to the event tonight. We're going to be out here until 6 o'clock. I do have, for the next person that asks for it and makes at least a $25 donation, SmackDown tickets for next Friday night. I know Gary's interested in that. So I do have that here for the next person.
Well, I mean, I just want to commend you from your interview today with Mike Wickett. I thought there was going to be a SmackDown there, but I tell you what, you are a pro's pro, buddy.
Yeah, so we're at the point, Gary, where when you give me a compliment, I think it's very facetious. I don't know we are in our relationship,
typical
but I'm going to take it as genuine.
Do they really mean this compliment? I don't know if he actually likes me. Are we friends? You guys are all great friends, and you're all on the same team.
Yeah, we're friends, Bart.
Right? One team, one dream, right?
Yeah Bart.
A year and a half ago, Gary told me he was getting moved to the morning show, and that I'm not to tell anybody. So I'm still waiting for that to happen. So I don't know what to believe out of this guy's
mouth. I didn't know Gary was going in the morning show. Did you know this?
That's weird because I heard
this. A year and a half ago, Steve.
I heard 6 months ago I was moving to the morning show. So I don't know exactly what's going on. Bart, take it easy, man.
Thanks,
have
Bart.
Fun.
All right. Bye, guys.
Yeah, bye.
Jeez, he's weird, man.
Isn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's all right, though. Weird or not, go help us. Donate money, toys. On a Blades Farm and Fleet in Waukesha. That voice you heard there is Mike McGivern, big time Mike
McGivern. Big time.
It's out here. Yeah. What's going on?
Hey, I'm doing it's great. Fun. I'm so happy to be out here when Bayview Shade and Blind is doing that matching, you know, dollar for dollar up until 6 o'clock, and Terry and I are here to donate. My wife and I talked about
where
it.
Where is
and
she?
Said,
hold
she's
on,
not
Terry's
here.
Here.
No.
I'd rather have her on here.
Yeah, I know.
Right?
No.
Where is she?
We've got some money. We're going to donate to make sure that Bayview Shade and Blind that number that they're donating is way up. And I can't thank these guys enough. These are guys I go to church with. And they've been around since 1926 and really impressed with everything. Yeah, a little bit before me. Huh. Really impressed with the work that they do in our community. They've been around for so long and certainly made our house look really good.
Can Tim talk about it?
Yeah, Tim can talk all about Bayview. Tim, thanks for being part of this thing.
Oh, hey, I'm so glad to be here. This is really fun. It's neat to get a feel for the spirit and see people around donating in the community and just giving back.
You know, your grandfather started the company and your father ran it, and you guys have taken over. And giving back to the community has always been something that you guys believed in.
Hey, we work hard. We love the people we work with, and we love this place. What better place to give back to?
Yeah, and I agree with that. And when we first started doing business together and we talked about, you know, that giving back to community stuff, and you guys piped up and said, look, this is, you know, we don't talk a lot about it, but that's what we do. And I just appreciate you getting involved with this toy drive. And you know how important Children's Hospital is to this market as well. So I really appreciate you and your brothers.
Let me get this straight. So if I give $100 right now.
Yeah, they match it.
They're going to match it.
So it's $200.
So it's $200.
Yeah, that's what we're giving. We'll give 100 and watch them.
Now, how long is this going
to
go for?
Six o'clock.
6 o'clock.
Four to six.
Okay.
Yeah. So my hope is that everybody who's ever done any work with Baby Shade and Blind, that's a lot, come on down and give $5, $10 and
let's go.
And watch that total go.
Let's go.
And everything goes to Children's Wisconsin, is exactly what we need to have done.
And Mike said he was writing a 4-0 check. So, I mean, this thing is...
Well, I don't
Baby
have
a. I got a
little. I got a little cash in my pocket, Billy. So we'll take care of that before we go. No checks. I don't want anything bouncing. That would make me look bad on the air, and you guys would never let me forget now.
I mean, come on, Mike. You know that we would not do that kind of stuff.
Oh,
to
Lord,
man, he does try to sound like me, doesn't he?
Yeah, well, it ain't you, but yeah.
Yeah, but he does. Yeah, do Faith in the Zone for
now,
me.
That was our
this week on Faith in the Zone. We'll discuss the effects of the WSSP toy drive with Steve Sparky Fife.
Oh, no, I'm not allowed on that show.
No, you were on once with
Hold
Pastor
on.
Ken Keltner.
Yeah, yeah.
That was the end of that.
Yeah.
That was the end
of
that.
Well, if Steve can't go on, Lord knows Tim and I aren't going on that show.
No, that makes sense.
I can tell that.
Or to Pipe Bomb. He's not coming out.
Real quick, now, Bayview Shade and Blind.
Yeah, they're
now,
the best.
What are you guys putting up, Timmy?
Matching it.
I know, but work. The work you do.
Oh, shit.
Oh, custom window treatments, everything you can put on the inside of your homes, even outside automated awnings and all the good stuff. Make your home look beautiful.
You put up Christmas lights?
No Christmas lights.
But you know the shades in the studio?
Yes.
right there.
Well, I need one on that one side over there by where I sit.
Oh, good.
Okay.
We
know
what? We can help.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, there it is.
Here we go.
High five in the studio.
Hey. I hate people looking at me, Tim. You know what I'm talking about? The sports studio.
That long window.
Okay. Can you guys just do something? I ain't got no money, though.
Sure. Is it?
Okay. Max got all the money.
Yeah, I got all the money. But they did the smaller one.
Yeah, for sure. I saw that. I know what you're talking about. The one right up top.
Yes. Okay. They did that. They can figure it out.
These guys are great.
Yeah, they're unbelievable. Yeah,
well, thanks and for they, matching. We appreciate
you know,
it.
When yeah. they came to our house, I had an idea what I
they
wanted.
They came to your house?
Yeah. And Daniel came in and said, hold on a second. That's not exactly what I think you should do.
Yeah.
And I thought for sure my wife, Terry, would be on my side.
Yeah.
Because, you know, her and I are a couple and everything. Yeah. But mm-hmm. she was totally with Daniel's side. All and right. thank goodness that we went with what his all recommendations
right.
were.
All right, here so. We go.
Well, it only makes sense to listen to the woman. That's what we
you
all
gotta
want
do, that.
Right? No doubt about
there
it.
There you go.
That's
yeah.
Mike McGivern.
That's my guy.
Tim from Bayview Shade and Blind. They'll be out here until 6 o'clock matching donations
like
that you make monetarily here at 6th and Ross and Blaine's Farm and Fleet in Oak Creek. Eric Name is coming
Let's
up.
Go.
He's going to talk some basketball with us.
Go, Timmy.
Next, another warm-up as we have all the heavy hitters warming up for David Stearns. He joins the Wendy's Big Show live out here in Oak Creek at 5. It's the Wendy's Big Show live on 105.7 FM, 1250 AM, and the FreetRadio.com app. Guys, it's the Christmas season. It's the giving season. And give yourself the gift that you need. It's the Beaufort and Christmas Lager because it's the beer that you need for all your winter
Beaufort.
Gatherings that are going to help you get through those long winter holiday parties with the in-laws that you don't necessarily want to hear from. You don't want to hear Aunt Susie tell the same story about how she burnt the Christmas cookies back and your dad was eating all the Hershey's Kisses off of the Christmas cookies. No, you're going to be able to enjoy some Beaufort and Christmas Lager, chill out, relax, and enjoy some great tasting beer with a crisp, clean finish like the rest of the Beaufort lineup. Guys, taste it out for free tomorrow. It's a free beer Friday coming up tomorrow at Total Wine and More in Brookfield from 3 to 6 o'clock. Once again, free beer tomorrow, 3 to 6, Total Wine and More in Brookfield. That's the place that you need to be getting free beer and taste out the Beaufort and Christmas Lager and drinking the Boff this holiday season with Beauforting beer. Eric Name talks Bucks basketball next. It's 105.7 FM, The Fan.
You're listening to the Wendy's Big Show, broadcasting live from the 13th Annual WSSP Toy Drive for Children's Wisconsin and Robin's Nest Community Services, presented by Annex Wealth Management and Bayview Shade and Blind at Blaine's Farm and Fleet in Oak Creek on The Fan.
1250 AM, 105.7 FM, The Fan. This is the Wendy's Big Show live here from 6th and Rawson in Oak Creek. Joining us now inside the Bear Sunroom Studios, writes for the Milwaukee, or about the Milwaukee Bucks, covers the Milwaukee Bucks as well as anybody. You follow him on Twitter, at Eric_Name, and we get him in the flesh out here. Eric Name joining us on 105.7 FM, The Fan. Eric, good seeing you, man.
It is quite the setup you guys have here. This is nice. I saw it the other morning when I was out here with Chuck and Winkler, and I wasn't sure there's going to be lights on here. You guys are lit up. It is warm. You guys are living out here.
And Eric,
they light up because of me and Gary, really.
Let's
be honest.
Well, we got to make sure we talk about light up, not lit up, because if we think about lit up, people are going to think we're doing a little something different here.
It's almost That's 5 o'clock. Person. It's almost 5 o'clock. Yeah. Get sure. Are they okay?
It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
There we go. I like that. A little Jimmy.
Yeah, stop singing.
A little Jimmy
singing,
Buffy.
Please.
Yeah, let's stop singing. Let's talk about Giannis. Eric, and last night. Will... Yeah, him too.
Yeah.
You asked him the question after the game about what did he feel, what were his feelings after Blake Griffin decided that he was going to make a really poor business decision and step over Giannis after he went to the floor.
Yeah, I mean, Blake has been doing this with Giannis here for a little while, and I don't know if it's he sees some of himself from back in the day Giannis, like he's getting older, he's a little bit jealous, whatever it may be. He always feels like he needs to let Giannis know, be physical with Giannis, try to make a show of being physical with Giannis and make sure everyone knows, like, hey, look at me, I still got it, like I can still do this. And the sad truth is, no, you can't. Like, you can't do it like Giannis can anymore. You're not that guy anymore. And, like, you could just see it building the whole night. Obviously, there was the elbow in the first half, and then in the second half, he pokes him in the back a little bit and then steps over him. And it was just a poor decision because Giannis just embarrassed him after that. Like, it was just like, all right, I'm gonna finish this game right here.
You know what, though? Never mind.
Go ahead.
Just take it easy, Steve.
It was fine before the commercial.
Right? I know.
Eric? God. The one thing that I was impressed with is the fact that Middleton took up for him right away. He wasn't going to let Giannis get in the middle of that. He came running over. He got in the middle of it. Now, Now, back in the glory days of the Bucks with Larry Sanders, he would have been the one right there in the middle of it. But in this case, it was Chris Middleton. And for those that don't like Chris Middleton, you have to give him respect there because he was trying to be the enforcer on that floor.
It was interesting, too, because I think we all know with Bud, he's someone who's very smart. He's someone who, like, doesn't get caught up in the machismo of, oh, yeah, we need an enforcer. Like, yeah. We got to come at this guy. Like, yeah. we need to do that. And after the game, I asked Bud, I was like, I know you don't like a technical, but what'd you think? And he's like, we need that. Like, I like that. So I was surprised that Bud liked it, and I was even more surprised that it was Chris Middleton. Yeah. Like, Chris Middleton is no one sees Chris Middleton as that guy. No one sees the quiet Chris Middleton as the guy that's like, all right, man, that's enough. That's our guy. We're not going to do this anymore. Like, you've done it twice already. It's over. We're not doing this anymore. And no one would see Chris Middleton as that guy. And, I mean, when Giannis talked about it, he's like, that's been my guy since I've been here. And when you think about it now, like, those are the longest tenured teammates. 7 years those two have been together. And I know there's always people asking me, like, oh, you know, how good of friends are those two? Like, do they, like, hang out? And I'm like, no, not particularly. Like, that isn't really something Giannis does. Like, he just hangs out with his family and that's it. Like, he's a family guy.
It's like Kobe.
Yeah, like, friends, that's not something he really does. But, like, business associates, yeah. And, sure. And those two have been in business for 7 years together, and those two take that relationship very seriously.
Well, yeah, I think you see it as from a sports standpoint, is he's trying to test his manhood, and that's what Blake is trying to do. And obviously, you probably see the changing of the guard a little bit with him. But I think what I like about it is that Giannis really didn't back down. I mean, he came out and gave it to him. Now, don't mess around and get Giannis mad. He might go off, but what I like about this is how you build a team. I mean, these are these intangible things that you really don't talk about along the way to a championship. But that's what I thought last night. I go, you know what? These guys are a lot closer than most folks think. And that's what I saw and took from it last night.
And I think the thing that stood out to me is Giannis is 25 years old. Yeah. He turns 25 here tomorrow. Yeah. That's a pretty mature way to act. Mm-hmm. Like, at 25, I think I probably had a little bit more fire in me. If someone was going to try to clown me, like, yeah, I would have no, we're not doing that. Like, we are going to fight. Like, we're going to do that right now. And instead, Giannis is like, yeah, I could do that, or I'm going to let my boy take care of it. And Middleton came in, took care of it, and then I'm going to take care of you on the floor. I'm going to rattle off 10 straight, and you're not going to be with us the rest of the night. Like, the game's going to be over because I decided it's over. And I just think it's a great point here that these are the things you have to deal with because the same thing happens in the playoffs. Like, there's going to be teams that can't stop Giannis, and what are they going to do? They're going to try to dirty up the game. They're going to try to foul him. They're going to try to get in his head, and he has to be able to handle it, and his teammates have to be able to handle it as well, and they showed that they could do it last night.
Well, and it was Drummond who did it in the playoffs last year, right?
Yeah.
He
41,
put him down right away.
Yeah, they were up 41. He goes up for a dunk in the third quarter, and Drummond throws two hands into him, gets kicked out of the game.
Yeah, I think, matter of fact, you can see Middleton and Connaughton this Saturday. I'll be at Waukesha Sports Cars with my boy Rob up there. And I've always been a Middleton guy. But this is why I like Giannis even more. Because I do a lot of anti-bullying stuff, and I tell people how to react with negativity. You beat them by dominating. That's how you really beat them.
Yeah.
You don't need to get up and all that fake push and all that wrestling. Don't do that. Go do what the third player in NBA history, 30-10. Those are the numbers you need to put up. Because everybody thinks they can do this because what Nick Nurse did in Toronto is a certain way to stop Giannis. No, it's not. I mean, the guy has been playing phenomenal. His team is tied with, you know, the Lakers, you know, the best team or whatever. And they're on the collision course together. But people are going to also say you got to beat the Clippers tomorrow to feel like you're beating. Anybody can beat Detroit and the Knicks.
Right.
They want to see the Clippers. So tell me a little bit about that, Eric.
I'm excited, man. Like, we have.
It's like a playoff atmosphere.
And again, like, both those teams have guys that have been through it all, right? Like, Kawhi has played in a final. Kawhi's won a finals, and Kawhi's sat out plenty of regular season games. I'm not expecting
low
that.
Management.
Both those guys are going to play. Both Kawhi and Paul George are going to play tomorrow night. Yeah. But when you look at it, like, all those teams, it's the same thing. if you have an 18-3 start, if you have a 16-6 start, whatever it may be, if you have a strong start, everyone's going to say, well, do it against somebody. That's what the NBA regular season is.
That's like, true. That's what the Packers are at right now.
That's what the Packers are at. That's what the Lakers are at in the Western Conference.
Right.
The Clippers are at in the Western Conference. So everybody says that play somebody, and tomorrow night is that night. And, again, both sides are going
to
say,
is that a measuring stick for you tomorrow night or not? So say they lose by 20. Say the Bucks lose by 20. Is that nothing there?
No, I mean, I think that's a very serious concern. Yeah. Like, it's not that, oh, we blow it all up, because you can't, but you do have to start thinking, why did they beat us like that night? How can we, in the next 60 games, figure out how they beat us that bad? And maybe it goes the other way. Maybe they win by a lot. Why were we able to win by a lot? How do we get even better? Or if it's close, how do we get that extra edge? So to me, it really is a measuring stick game, because when you look at that roster that the Clippers have, like, the Bucks beat them by 5 a couple weeks back,
right,
and they didn't have Paul George or Kawhi. Now with both of them, it's going to be a little bit tougher, so it's going to be a fun one.
That's Eric Name. He is joining us out here inside our Bears Sunroom Studios. Guys, a huge push we need to make sure that we're able to meet our goals here. We're at 6th in Ross and Blaine's Farm and Fleet in Oak Creek. Eric's going to stick around for us with one more segment, and then we're going to hear from David Stearns of the Milwaukee Brewers, Vice President of Baseball Operations.
Oh, my God.
That's okay. Hey, I got a question, so you can help us, because Billy and I didn't know really what to do with it. We asked Leroy. We have a Tyler Hero. Mm-hmm. Signed basketball.
It's gone, by the way.
You better not have taken it. Black no basketball with gold, sure. Gold marker signed, right?
Looks
brand new,
cool.
Still in the box.
Looks cool.
What should somebody have to donate in order to get that basketball?
Ooh.
I mean, you would know this.
I mean, market on that now, it's probably got to be around 200, right? Like,
that's what I was
saying. That's the number Leroy said.
I think 200 feels right.
But what if he's rookie of the year?
Are we auctioning it off?
Well, we're just sitting over there. So the first person to come down here and either give us cash, a check, or throw it in the credit card dipper for 200, gets
okay.
it.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
Down here, again, we're down here to 6 o'clock, Blaze Farm and Fleet in Waukesha. Nobody comes down here by 6 o'clock. I'll take it home. We'll bring it out here for the big show tomorrow.
Yeah.
So why do you get to take it home, Steve?
I don't trust you.
Yeah, I don't trust you neither. No, definitely not Billy.
No, definitely.
Let Brenda take it home.
Definitely not me, because that thing's not coming back. If I get a Whitnall alum autograph
basketball. No, we don't trust you, Billy.
That's staying there, boys.
Steve, you take it, Steve.
Main Streets.
Yeah, you take it, Steve.
Gary, why don't you take it and talk about the Pfister Hotel?
Yeah, you know, I want to talk about a little history, guys. My good friends over at the Pfister Hotel, Mason Street Grill. Guys, you know, I like, you know, fancy, nice places with style. 5-star experiences. Well, you know what? The Pfister's been there for more than 125 years, guys. Just walking into the lobby and your jaw will drop. Want to see great Milwaukee City views? Well, check out Blue, the hotel's cocktail lounge on the 23rd floor, guys. They're absolutely incredible. Guys, literally, Mason Street Grill, guys, literally has some of the best steaks you will ever have. Whether you want to enjoy the vibrant bar, bustling dining room, or elegant private spaces, experience the best of the area. Fresh cuisine, expert service, unmatched atmosphere. Reserve your tables today at MasonStreetGrill.com. Two fabulous places right here in beautiful downtown Milwaukee. The Pfister Hotel, Restaurant, Bar, and next door, Mason Street Grill. Make your own history tonight, guys, and check them out.
Talking Bucks basketball with Eric Name here on the Wendy's Big Show, live from the 13th Annual WSSP Toy Drive. We got a lot more on 1250 AM and 105.7 FM next.
You're listening to the Wendy's Big Show, broadcasting live from the 13th Annual WSSP Toy Drive for Children's Wisconsin and Robin's Nest Community Services, presented by Annex Wealth Management and Bayview Shade and Blind at Blaine's Farm and Fleet in Oak Creek, on The Fan.
Wendy's Big Show live out here from Blaine's Farm and Fleet, 6th and Rawson in Oak Creek, in the Blaine's Farm and Fleet in Waukesha. This is where I found my old buddy Chuck Freeman out there, right off of I-94, you take it the westbound way, you get off right there on Blue Mound, hang a left, and it's right out there. There's a great Five Guys sitting right off to the side on the right side. Freeman, what's happening, buddy?
You know, people come up to me and they say, how do you feel about Bill doing impersonation? I said, I love it, man. Hey, you know what? Impersonation is the best form of flattery, as somebody once said. I love it, man.
Well, no
doubt
about it.
It's getting better every day, too.
By the way,
Pfeiffer's the most trusted guy at that radio station, man. Somebody's not questioning Fife's trust. Man, that guy's
gold.
If
you even think that, Chuck, I feel sorry for you.
Oh, 13 years, that guy is gold, man.
Yeah.
Gold.
No doubt about
gold.
Freeman, how are the donations coming out there in Waukesha?
We're doing really well. We're just off Castle Road, off Highway 18, in the shadow of Gerke's Corners. Blaine's Farm and Fleet here at Waukesha collecting toys. Bart and I are out here until 6 o'clock. We're taking your toys. We're taking your cash donations. We're out here, and the folks from Annex are out here collecting toys with us as well. So a couple more hours. Stop by on your way home from work, or if you're on your way to work, stop on out here. Again, until 6 o'clock, Blaine's Farm and Fleet in Waukesha off Castle Road. See you out here until 6 o'clock tonight. Guys, back to you.
All right, Frames, we'll talk to you in a little while. Also, we'll check in with Bart Winkler, is also out there as well. Eric Name joining us here on the Wendy's Big Show live here. That's great, just hearing a live report from Chuck Freeman, huh?
So the other day I was in here with Frames, and he was telling me about how he had to take a detour on his way back up to Lamira. And he was like, oh, I was on 164. And then he was like, I drove by your parents' business, because my parents own like a nursery out there. And
sure.
He's like, I told Shannon Mia, I was like, that's Name's place. That is Name's place. And she was like, who is Name? Like, who are you talking? Like,
well, it's Name's parents on that place.
It was incredible. It was the most Freeman interaction I've ever had. I loved it.
Eric Name covers the Milwaukee Bucks, and he joins us here live in our Bear Sunroom studios for a couple of more minutes. Eric, what about last night? Not Dante DiVincenzo, as he's worked himself into the lineup and become a fixture in that lineup. But the guy that I wanted to ask you about, and they asked Mike about it last night, Coach Bud, of where do you see the minutes coming for DJ Wilson, because he's forged himself into the lineup due to his good play.
Yeah, man. I mean, Bud's going 12. Like, he went 12 deep last night, and they were already going 11 deep, which is a lot. Like, I don't know if
would the good teams and the bad are just consistent?
Most teams are going to be about 10.
Because they've been blowing people out.
Yeah, so they were able to go 11 even against good teams, and now obviously they're blowing some teams out, so they can go 12.
Yep.
I don't know if there's a lot of minutes for DJ. And, I mean, I think really it's probably going to come down to the next time Ersanio De Silva breaks his face, maybe. Like, if that happens, all of a sudden he's got another broken nose, and DJ can hop back in. But really, it's going to be tough with him not – anything other than injuries. Like, I think it's going to be tough for DJ to crack that rotation, because they really like having a second real center and the other Lopez brother, having Robin and Brooke, and then having Urs on there as well. So it's going to be tough for him to crack the rotation.
Eric, we appreciate you being out here. You're a great warm-up for David Stearns here.
Wow.
And one of the best.
Wow. I don't know about all that, but I'm happy you guys let me fill a little time.
Appreciate it, Eric. Thanks for being out here, man.
Name.
Thanks for all the great coverage he does. Also, you talk about the Milwaukee Bucks. You obviously are talking about the Mecca Sports Bar and Grill.
Mecca Sports Bar and Grill, not a better place to go watch it, whether it be a Milwaukee Bucks game or a Brewers game or a Green Bay game. You can come do that with me on Sunday afternoon football experience party at the Mecca Sports Bar and Grill. We're talking three levels. We're talking the centerpiece of the experience, a 42-foot-wide, ultra-high-definition screen TV surrounded by nine other big-screen TVs. I'm talking about a menu created by a team of talented chefs that elevates sports bar fare to a whole new level, a place that opens at 11 a.m. for lunch and is booking your holiday parties right now. Now, for the game itself, we got prizes throughout courtesy of Miller Lite. End of game prizes courtesy of Waukesha Sports Cards and our buddy Rob. And as Leroy Butler was saying earlier, Chris Middleton, Pat Connaughton doing autograph signing there coming up on Saturday. They gave us a Robert Brooks signed mini helmet to give away coming up on
that Rob
Sunday.
Be coming up with some good ones, boy.
Mecca Sports Bar and Grill.
Rob's got everybody.
I got to be honest about this mini helmet. Kind of irritates me.
Start this, dude.
Because he signs it with the, quote, Lambo Leap.
Well, he has a trademark.
Yeah, I know.
To do
it
that.
Just bothers
it's
me.
It's worth a lot of money.
I know it is, because you screwed up.
No, hey, I just don't care about stuff like that. I'm a man of the people.
Good. Can you work for free going forward then?
Yeah, of course.
Good.
Just don't tell Mitch.
Okay, yeah. Mezzanine level CD at the second
direct
level.
Deposit, cuz.
Miller Lite, again, like I said, prizes throughout the game. That luxury box is available on the third floor. Huge booth, seats 6 to 8 people. Call ahead. Get your table set up for Sunday now. Reserve your seat. Located in the Deer District across from the Five Star Forum, the Mecca Sports Bar and Grill. Check them out at the Mecca. MKE.com.
Joining us next, Brewers General Manager and Vice President of Baseball Operations, David Stearns. It's the Wendy's Big Show live from the 13th Annual WSSB Toy Drive for Children's Wisconsin and Robin's Nest here on The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.